But wild, yeah, Boron. That's one that Morley, I think, recommends in his protocol. And what is it? It's like 3 milligrams a day. Doesn't, or I guess that's the average serving size of your boron supplement.
So one of the large boron advocates in the 60s, he recommended 20 milligrams, but your average, but he would cycle on and off because it would cause him a little bit of anxiety. But so he would cycle, say, 20 milligrams a day of boron for a couple of weeks and then no boron for a couple of weeks. And so I did that for a while. They say that the average person in Israel has no arthritis, and they get about 8 to 11 milligrams of boron a day in their diets from their soils and their plants. In the United States, we get about 1 to 3 milligrams of boron, and most boron supplements are sold as 3 milligram pills. And we have about 30% incidence of arthritis here, but also we have the fluoridated water, and fluoride causes arthritis. In Jamaica, they have very low boron soils in the country, some of the lowest boron soils in the world, and almost everybody has, 70% have arthritis in Jamaica. It's really bad. So boron is a good, big anti-arthritis supplement. And I've experimented for a while. I just took 100 milligrams a day for the longest time, and I'm back down to about 50. Milligrams a day. Anyways,
wow, that's amazing. Yeah, I remember there was a study called "Nothing Boring About Boron." It's like a PubMed study. It's pretty interesting read, and I know it's required for testosterone production, right? And a lot of things, and I think holding on to magnesium.
It's thought to be required. It's thought to be required for testosterone production, and it makes sense that it would be, because fluoride kills testosterone production. So just in removing fluoride alone, you're probably going to get at least some boost of testosterone. I think they've had trouble replicating that study. And yes, it helps us to hold on to magnesium and calcium. And if it regulates those better, and magnesium also gives us a slight testosterone boost. But that's, I think, harder to show also.